Legacy Cowboys, and welcome back to the Orange Slice podcast. My name is Evelyn Mendoza, and I'm here with Giovanna Rodriguez from the SSOC. But before we get into what the SSOC is, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Giovanna, before we get into what the SSOC is, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, so just a little bit about me is that I'm actually from Dallas, Texas, born and raised, big fan of a lot of Dallas things. But kind of how I ended up at OSU OKC is, once again, like, I love just overall being in a big city, and the Oklahoma City metro is definitely developing. So actually, fun fact, just in general, for how I got to Oklahoma from Texas, not too far of a drive. Actually, my first 2 years of undergrad, I started at OSU Stillwater. So I really got to know really what OSU is all about, and being as a first-gen college student, I just felt so much support from the first day, literally a campus tour. Somebody from landscaping helped us finally see where we need to go for that campus tour. And, we just both said to ourselves, like, this is going to be where I start, start as an adult, start as just a student that wants to have more opportunities with the degree in general. And funny enough, like I said, I went there for my first 2 years, and then now that I work in higher ed, once again, OSU opened that door for me, so I'm really glad to be here at OSU OKC.
We're happy to have you. Mm-hmm. So speaking of opportunities, what is the SSOC?
Yes, so once again, my name is Giovanna Rodriguez. I'm one of the two academic success coaches at the Student Success and Opportunity Center. So the SSOC is essentially a resource hub. We have coaching, tutoring, and just plenty of resources that you can use for students to be academically successful.
So what kind of tutoring does the SSOC offer?
Yes, so in regards to tutoring, we have the STEM Lab and the Writing Center. So I'll start off with the STEM Lab. For the STEM Lab, it's primarily focused on science and math courses. So some of science classes I can give as examples is like anatomy, physics, or chemistry. And for math, we have like algebra, statistics, and calculus, And not only do we help, of course, with like making sure students understand the problems, really prepare them to understand the concepts, but as well as we help students know how to study best for those type of topics. And then for the Writing Center, essentially we can help with all classes as long as it's just writing related assignments, and we can help with the writing process at any point, whether that's from brainstorming or just proofreading the assignment essentially. And in regards to how to book with both the Writing Center and the STEM Lab, or just how to visit, you can essentially, for the STEM Lab, just walk-in based. And for the Writing Center, it's appointment preferred, but walk-in is available at all of our tutoring centers and just services at the SSOC.
Awesome, wonderful. I know when I was a student, I heavily utilized my tutoring, because if not, I don't think I would have passed my math or science classes.
I'm with you on that one. I have never been the best with science and math. I come from more of a writing-centered background for my undergrad, so I completely understand.
Wonderful, nice. So what other resources does the SSOC offer besides tutoring?
Yes, once again, we offer plenty of resources. To start off, we have our computer lab that has over 20 computers with academic software, as well as headphones if you need to listen to that material, and free copying and printing. And we all know we like free stuff. So you could definitely use that for your academics, as well as we have a reservable conference room in case like students or student groups want to book a place to be on campus and just overall meet or study together. I do want to emphasize, within the Student Success and Opportunity Center, it essentially takes up the whole second floor of the LRC. So there's plenty of study spaces for both individual and group just like studying. As well as we have a reservable testing room that you can reserve through the okc.tutoring@okstate.edu.
What other resources does the SSOC offer besides tutoring?
Yes. So the other resources that we have includes a computer lab. We have over 20 computers with academic software that students can use, as well as we have headphones that you can use within those computers if you need to listen to any material. And we do free copying and printing, which, like I said, we all know that free items and resources on campus are definitely something that students need to use more. So just emphasizing that. In regards to the Student Success Opportunity Center, like the layout, it's a really great place to study. We have essentially most of the LRC second floor, so there's plenty of study spaces when it comes for individual and group-like environment for studying as a group or individually. And then we have a reservable conference room for student and student groups to use those to meet, as well as we have a reservable testing room where we have the academic software like Lockdown Browser for testing. And it is catered for our students that maybe don't have a quiet place at home to take a test, or for those that don't have academic software like Lockdown Browser in their devices, just really accommodating for our students. And to book for both the conference room and the testing room, you can use the okc.tutoring@okstate.edu email to reserve that.
Awesome, great. Yeah, use those free resources.
Indeed. I still like free as an adult.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
So you mentioned you're an academic success coach. Yes. What is an academic success coach?
So yes, in regards to that, I would like to define academic success coaching. So essentially, academic success coaching is really helping students navigate college by offering personalized assistance to really help students overcome those challenges that one can face during their time in college.
So what can an academic success coach do for students?
Yes, so the type of themes that we can help students with as academic success coaches includes time management, organization, how to set academic goals and achieve them, as well as like how to study, how to, you know, take tests, how to deal with stress or test anxiety. Really, we cover a lot of topics as well as just any barriers that students can face towards academic success, including like how to navigate college technology. So the realm is large in that sense of student success themes. But overall, our goal is just to help students get to where they need to be. One of those goals, including graduating from OSU-OKC. Another portion within that is that we do have resources such as handouts for different success themes that can be touched with a student success coach. So, for example, I know since you're in student life and we kind of have that collaboration through Tips Tuesday, which is essentially a segment on Canvas, where we give kind of a, well, not give, we talk about student success themes and kind of give some tips to make sure students are aware, as well as we have a segment on Thursdays for Orange Wire. It's through email, and essentially we give student success guidance and once again talk about themes that are relevant to student success. And just really important to really highlight, to book with a academic success coach, you can go, and you're going to hear this email plenty of times, okc.tutoring@okstate.edu. If there's anything you get, please remember that email for anything associating to the SSOC, but also for booking with an academic success coach once again.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like they can reach you really in any platform that we offer here on campus.
Most definitely. We're really just trying to reach students in any way possible, whether that's through outreach, like in person, as well as just like I mentioned before, Canvas and Orange Wire is definitely the ones we've been using for the semester.
So where can I find all of these resources that the SSOC offers?
Yes. So as I mentioned before, we're located in the LRC second floor. For the Writing Center, that is in LRC 228. For the STEM Lab is in LRC 224. And then Michaela Draper, who is one of our academic success coaches as well, she is located in 215. And then I am located in 212. So you have some room numbers to kind of get an idea of where to start off in the SSOC, but always happy to give a tour of the SSOC as well.
You guys are a wonderful team and department. I love coming to visit you guys, and you definitely do above and beyond things for the students here.
Truly appreciate those comments. I think also for student life, I can say the same, and just any services within any services and departments at OSU OKC are always crucial just to make sure we best cater to our students.
Yeah. And then, so what are the hours for your department?
Yes. So the SSOC for the center is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then on Friday is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Sunday is 1 to 5 p.m. So we really want to make sure we accommodate to different student just schedules. Mm-hmm. Essentially, just accessibility is a really big thing for us. So yes. And then once again, I just really want to emphasize this. And I'd be like, she mentions that email a lot. It's for a reason. The okc.tutoring@okstate.edu is where you can contact us for any questions about the SSOC and just any resources that we have that you can reserve. As well as, I did want to highlight that the hours for the SSOC are only reflected of the center. For their tutor schedule, you can find that on the OSU OKC SSOC webpage. So there's plenty of ways you can kind of just get to connect with us, or ideally we would just want you to come in. Yeah. Just come into our center and we'll be happy to help you in any way possible.
Wonderful. Now you definitely can be most helpful to the students. Well, thank you so much again for coming onto the podcast here and speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's been a pleasure, and we'll see if we can bring you back another time for around two.
I'm glad to come back.
This has been Evelyn Mendoza, once again with my guest star, Giovanna Rodriguez. Thank you guys for watching the Orange Slice podcast. And as always,
go Pokes.